This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
We have reached debate night number two of the presidential race. Vice President Joe Biden will face Congressman Paul Ryan in Danville, Kentucky tonight. And there's a good bet the strength or weakness of our economic recovery is going to play a starring role. Republicans have been calling it the weakest recovery in U.S. history. So for a little history lesson, let's bring in Marketplace Economics correspondent Chris Farrell. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
So how does this recovery stack up?
Well, you know, Jeremy, I have to say, I feel like I'm being set up because fact-checking recessions and recoveries has become incredibly controversial, right? And the problem is, as in much of economics, it all depends. So, number of studies, 140 years history, 14 advanced industrial nations. By that metric, this U.S. recovery that we're having right now is pretty good.
Well, but wait a minute, Chris. I mean, the Associated Press has looked back and found that the economic growth has never been weaker post-war.
Right.
And that consumer spending has never been so bad in a recovery, and that only once has job growth been slower.
Yes, but Jeremy, the key is post-war. What about the Great Depression? That was a financial crisis. And by the way, that was not a strong rebound. And then you had a financial crisis with the downturn in the early 90s. But I think there's really a way of reconciling this. So you just don't end up saying, well, it all depends, or, you know, history doesn't repeat itself, it rhymes. And here's the thing. In the U.S. context, particularly in the post-World War II era, the business cycle is really the housing cycle. And what we had here was an unprecedented bust in the housing market. And real prices, inflation-adjusted prices, declined. And in the post-World War II era, most of your recoveries, the housing market has been strong as people have said, hey, now's the time to buy. Do you know anyone is buying now? I mean, I know prices have bottomed out, but it's a weak housing market. And so that explains why it's an outlier. Just say housing, housing, housing.
But clearly the argument that Republicans and that Mitt Romney are making, that somehow Washington has mishandled this recovery and that it would be better if things had been done differently at the federal level, is resonating with some people.
Well, absolutely, because people feel bad and we haven't had jobs and we had this massive stimulus. But again, I think we should have done a lot more on the housing side of things. That's where the criticism should be. But both Democrats and Republicans were very reluctant to do much for housing to really help people out. So it's a bipartisan housing policy that has helped keep this recovery bad.
Marketplace Economics correspondent Chris Farrell, thanks as always.
Thanks a lot.